Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes, sir. 2022. Big Snoop D-O-W-G. Hey, yo, Battle Cat. You know what time it is. It's time to do the shit we usually do.
Let's go.
Into the show, and we're so excited about that. And I'm just so grateful for the opportunity to be able to do this for you guys. The music, and like I said at the top, it is all about the good music, good food, and good company, man. And just kind of like, this is hump day, right? The middle of the week, so we just want to chill out a little bit and kind of just be cool, just like just relax. And, because, you know, we got a couple more days for the grind, right? And so we got to, you know, just kind of take care of ourselves along the way. So this is why we do this one right in the middle of the week, where we can just chill. And like yesterday, Kimberly said, whoa, you maybe want to get a drink when you play that blues. And so because it's this kind of does kind of make you want to relax and chill. And like I said, good to good company, good music. And you know what? I don't have any, so you guys could be my company. That'd be, I'd be your company if you don't have company. All right, we'd be company. We could, if you even want to, you could even call in at 646-668-8537. Once again, that's 646-668-8537. If you want to chop it up a little bit, you know, we can talk about it. All right. So please feel free to call in, or if you're shy, you can just send us a messenger, you know, or however you want it. God blesses your heart. But we're going to just try to just chill a little bit here on Solar Records Radio. Like I said, it is indie blues and all about that jazz here on Solar Records Radio today. Every Wednesday on Solar Records Radio, we do that for you. All right, guys, just kick back, relax, and enjoy some of this good music. Y'all hear it in the background right there, right? So, also I want to give a shout out to all my team members. All you guys, love you, and thank you so much for being a part and helping to create this foundation. Greg and Astrid and Mima, Tiffany. Tiffany's my girl. She's so sweet. She's posting our shows in different places all over the place. So thanks, Tiff. We appreciate that. Thank you for some love. We appreciate stuff in the different groups. Of course, Don Fleming and T. Meyer McCain. Also, oh man, yes. And then my little girl out there in Detroit. What's up, Michigan? How you doing, yeah, girl? Everything's good for you, and you guys are blessed. And man, I have so many things to share with you guys. So much going on. Like I said, let's just enjoy. Listen, this song last week, and she was produced by Leon Silver. So let's check her out here today on radio. We're gonna start the show off with Nicole Hall here, and this is called "We Can Make It If We Try." Here we go.
To give, and I don't know what we'll get, but I know that if you love me, we can make it, baby.
We can make it if we try.
We can make it.
Just rely.
Just rely.
On me.
We can make it if we try.
We can make it.
We can make it.
Just rely on me.
We can.
Yes,
make it.
We can.
One of the best grooves. I mean, I love that song, and I know you guys do too. And it's been around for so many years, and so many people just love the Nora James just doing that song. And I don't know why. What an amazing artist, and Nora Jones just doing her thing on Solar Records Radio. This is Wardell Potts Jr. And I hope you guys are all good and being blessed and enjoying the show. Like I said, good food, good music, and good company is where we are right here and now. So just kick back and relax, and thank you for tuning in. We're going to just, it's hump day, right? So we're just kind of chilling, right? It's just some killing music and stuff. And I tell you, I just finished my vegetables, and now I'm having my fruits. So with both of those are great in terms of digesting your food. And so it doesn't matter which one you eat first, is what I was told. So this is good. I'm enjoying this. I hope you guys are cool. Things are good. Now, I know in California, it's still early. It's early. And in the UK, it's later, much later in the evening. So, and I'm right here somewhere in the middle. No, maybe New York is more in the middle. Anyway, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for hanging out with us and blessing us today. So many things going on, And, you know, it's it's always a pleasure to come on here and be a, you know, be able to play this music for you guys and actually do it for myself. It's very good for me. I get a chance to just kind of think about things and what's going on. And we also are trying with Greg over there harassing me, trying to get the station up to par. So we have, you know, so many blessings, talented people like Greg and, you know, just people just trying to help us to take this season to the next level. Now, the video thing, I'm really, really looking forward to that coming to fruition. The problem is that a lot of the video companies are cutting the audio interview, cutting the interviews off the music off because they don't want to be sued. So it really cuts into what we do here because we play, you know, we do the interviews and we play the music of the interviewer. And so when the music gets cut off, it kind of kills the whole the thing for us. So we're trying to figure out other ways to get around this. And so I know that we are, I have one of my friends that's talking with me about there's a way he believes that YouTube will allow us to do this. So we'll see because YouTube was one of the first ones that was blocking the music. So I'm not sure how that that's going to work out, but we'll see. We'll do our best. All right. So do you guys remember we had a young lady on, let me see, probably a few months ago. Her name was Carrie. K-A-R-I Taylor, beautiful girl out of Los Angeles, California. And she's an indie artist, and so we want to show her some love. She did really good on the charts, and we're so proud of her. So let's show her some love here on Solar Records Radio. This song is called Falling For You.
Inside, it must be love. Me used to play down a Bamberry cross. Sit down and watch the princess. Then when them a pass, me used to lick the cricket ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be fat. Me used to run go for catch a bat. Then do me homework from the math teacher class. Big man now but still a member the past. It could have bring them back. Would the matter way past those days. Bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. My youthful days, oh I miss those days. Bring back those days. Need back them days, yeah. My youthful days were filled with good but some sad memories. Can't forget mama freedom fling and her coming for rich. With the old neighbors, mama always share. But everybody gone, they are no longer here. Sometimes it brings tears down my face. But me hope to every soul find a resting place. So please, bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. My youthful days, oh I miss those days. Bring back those days. Need back them days, yeah. Oh, I miss those days. Bring back those days. Need back them days, yeah. Those days. Bring back those days, yeah. Need back those days, yeah. As a youth, me used to play down a Bamberry cross. Sit down and watch the princess. Then when them a pass, me used to lick the cricket ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be fat. Me used to run go to catch a bat. Then do me homework from the math teacher class. Big man now but still a member the past. It could have bring them back. Would the matter way cause those days, those days, those days. Cricket ball and make it last. Mama say careful, mine only cause somebody glass and I'll be back. Me used to run go for catch a bat. Then do me homework from the math teacher class. Big man now but still a member the past. It could have bring them back. Who don't matter where it cost those days. Bring back those days, yeah. Those days.
I met this cute little girl. She set me on cloud nine. She was deep in a comfort zone. So was I. She found me irresistible, and I found it just the same. There was nothing but chemistry, no time for games. She looked me in my eyes, stepped to me so smooth. I didn't want to testify, but I had to make my move. She stepped to me so smooth, I had to make my move. She was too hot, yes she was. Like a romantic melody, our hearts were perfectly in tune. Such a beautiful sight to see, and not a moment too soon. I don't play with fire, but she was too hard to resist. She got the best of me when she said she insisted. And now we're the best of friends, the chemistry just never stops. I know she was meant for me, and she knows how to keep it high. She stepped to me so smooth, I had to make my move. She was too hot, yes she was. She looked me in my eyes, set my heart on fire. She was too hot, yeah.
MSR1, crazy day. But I just got a crazy phone call, so I got to bring her in. What's up, Kimberly?
Nothing but what's going on, brother friend.
Oh, girl, you know me. I'm just doing what I do. And I'm just, you know, I love watching your posts. You are something else. You were a comedian in school?
No, just full of shenanigans and malarkey. That's about it.
We wouldn't know that you were a retired police officer, right? Right? Didn't you work for the police?
Well, I wasn't
department?
A police officer. I was a law enforcement technician. I worked with them. I processed warrants and helped them catch books.
Okay, yeah, here goes Greg right there, Kimberly. Hey, Kimberly. He's screaming it on Facebook. Oh, man.
Greg is my boo. I love Greg. I love me some Greg.
Yeah, he's a good guy. It's hard not to love him. And, you know, Greg, you know, I guess you said he was going to call in, so that would have been a lot of fun because he's so crazy with his crazy self. And,
he's a lot. I love him to death.
Yeah, that's so sweet. How's the weather out there where you are?
Well, you know, it's kind of weird. It's been hot in the middle of fall, and now the last 2 days we've had rain, but it's still warm outside. It's really weird.
Yeah, it's been very good. Well, you guys need the rain, obviously, right? Because it never rains in Southern California,
yeah.
They say. So yeah, but yeah, because I talked to Linda Carrier, and she was saying it's just too gloomy. She can't even go walking. It's just too gloomy out there. So you doing good though? Otherwise?
Yeah, I'm doing fine. You know, I told you I've been really busy with my ministry, but I toned it down a little bit. I calmed down a little bit because I just needed to take care of me for a minute. I was doing too much, and my body was starting to feel, I was starting to feel fatigued and tired, so I had to back up a little bit on my activity. So, you know, that's why I told you I was trying to rearrange my schedule so I could call in and hang out with y'all a little bit because I miss hanging out with y'all.
Oh, that's so cool. And Don Fleming needs somebody on him like you, so keep him in line. You know, he always stick his little toe across the line to see how far he can go. And I'm always screaming,
yeah,
Kimberly.
I'm out there Facebook pushing the limit.
So tell us about your bread you made today. You said my house smells so good.
I wanted some toast. I just wanted some toast last night. I didn't feel like cooking or anything. And I looked in there and I didn't have any bread. And I said, oh, man. So I just got everything out and put it in the bread maker and turned it on. And by the time Bible study was over last night, I was smelling that bread. It was done. So,
but what is the bread maker? What is it that you have that you have?
It's a little machine that you just put all your ingredients in, and it does all the work. It mixes dough together and for you, and it lets it rise, and then it bakes the bread.
What? So you just put the eggs and the milk and whatever, the flour, dump it all in there.
Water, I use one egg, some oil, flour, salt, some sugar, and the yeast. And I just shut the lid, turn it on, and boom, 3 hours later, bread, fresh bread.
Wow, that is amazing. I'm blown away. I've never seen that. I have to get that machine so I can act like I know what I'm doing. You know, because I always have company come over and I'm not always the one cooking around here. So they think I'm really a chef, you know, and I'm just that's going to help me look even better.
Well, the dough recipe that I use, a very versatile dough recipe, and I can make anything out of it. I made some dough the other night. And I made a pizza for dinner. I made a white pizza with Alfredo sauce and chicken, chopped chicken breast, and some fresh spinach and onions and mozzarella. And it was
good. Oh, my. Oh, you
got it. And then the rest of the dough, I made cinnamon rolls out of because my daughter loves cinnamon rolls. So I baked some for her and put them in the fridge so when she comes over, she can take them home.
Oh, man. Greg said if you made him some bread, he'll come and cut your hair for you. So
he would have a whole 8-hour shift on his head.
It's all good because it's not for him. Cutting hair is a joy. It's you know, that's why it's important that you pick your passion for your career because it's not as much work as it would be for somebody else. You know, you do get those.
Right.
You do get those special clients that are kind of, you know, They kind of special.
I think if I walked into Greg's shop and sat in that chair, he would just retire. It would be over.
Oh, Greg.
It's too much hair. I can't deal with it my own self.
Yeah, well, it's beautiful. I love looking at your hair. And then when you post the older pictures, I see all the big hair, too. Like, wow. I graduated and said, huh?
I said, that's when I had the patience and the time to fool with it. I don't anymore.
Well, you know, I want you to tomorrow, Throwback Thursday, can you post some of your throwback, your big hair pictures tomorrow?
Yes, I will. Oh,
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, I want to thank you so much for hanging out with us and stuff. And I told Linda about your bread thing, and she was laughing at you. So I know she wants to say hello. So I'm going to say hello for Linda to you because she was laughing. I said, she got this bread. She said her house is just, I want that. I knew it was a machine. I knew it, but I wasn't sure that you had some kind of machine. But you got it, like, what do they call that? What's the DM?
Yeah,
I don't know what that. I need to know. But did you get that from Amazon?
I don't know.
Hmm?
Oh no, I've had that thing since like. Ooh, I've had that thing since like 1996.
Okay. Wow. Okay, that's old school. Doing it well. So what is it that you like?
It's a workhorse. I use that thing all the time, nonstop.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's the first time I heard you, you know, just screaming about it. So that was, for me, I thought you just got a new machine or something. I was like, oh, I got to get one of those. What is it about blues that you like? Because when I played the blues, you were like, now we're talking. You like the blues, huh?
Why is he playing that brown liquor music at this time of day?
Because you locked in the house. Because you locked in the house. You have nowhere to go. You're retired.
Made me want to go pour a shot, and I quit drinking 20 years ago.
A lot of people that are retired don't even know what day it is. They're like, what? Is Monday? I thought it was
that
Friday.
That is so true.
That's so true, right? tell me,
yes.
Do you have a favorite blues artist, or do you just like blues in general?
I like blues. I really can't say. I like blues. I used to love John Lee Hooker.
Oh, man. Do you know who I used to play with? I used to play with his son, Teddy Lee Hooker. Teddy Lee Hooker.
Oh,
his
wow.
Son. Yes. Oh, my God.
I was fortunate enough to see one of his last in-concert appearances when he was in San Diego at Humphreys.
Oh, wow. So John Lee Hooker was much older than me, right? I graduated in 76. He was much older than me, right?
Oh yeah. He was my grandparents' age.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So how did you hear him? I obviously heard the records, but there's somebody. Did you say you went to see him?
My family growing up, my grandmother would have card night in her house on Friday nights, and all her friends, my mom, my aunties, my uncles, everybody would be in there playing cards and playing music, and they would roll the TV in there and go to show while they were playing cards.
Yes,
and so
yes.
I heard all types of music growing up.
Yes, yes. There you go. And but anyway, so I used to play with Teddy, and I was looking for him because this season we were playing blues on our show, and I was looking for him, and he passed away, and I was like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean he passed away? So but
yeah,
anyway, it was
some time ago.
Huh?
He passed away some time ago.
Yeah.
I said John Lee Hooker passed away some time ago.
Yeah, oh yeah, I know. But his son just passed away. Just passed away the last year.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh my goodness,
yes,
I didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, Teddy Lee Hooker. Yeah, so. But anyway, so what I'm going to do is this next, you know, I'm going to do a segment where it's just all blues right now. I'm going to, for about 20 minutes, it's just going to be chilling. So do me a favor. I don't want you to mess with your sobriety. Do not want you.
No. That is such another life. That was like a phase in my life. I outgrew that and moved on so long ago.
All right. Hey, what was the first record you ever bought?
It was This Old Heart of Mine by the Isley Brothers.
Oh, how sweet. I love that song. That's a great song.
I was 11 and I took my hard-earned allowance of 50 cents and walked to the record shop and bought it.
Oh, that is so cool. Well, you know, because you said that, here we go on Solar Records Radio for Kimberly, y'all. Thanks, sweet. For coming in. That is our girl Kimberly's first record she ever bought. So, you know, hats off to you, sweetheart. Enjoy your coffee. And we're going to get into a little bit of blues right now with Mr. Chuck Berry on Solar Records Radio.
Into each life a little rain must fall. Quite a bit has fallen in mine. Makes one heart melancholy. Turns their attention to the blues. track. Some of you have never been. Did I say been? Sketching, isn't it? This is a mean old world. Whoa, baby, legs, darling. Down the road I'll go.
Now that was Miles Davis, and it never entered my mind. What a beautiful, beautiful song there. And you know, y'all know we are trying to enjoy this music, but I keep thinking about Kimberly's Bread. For some reason, strangely enough, her bread keeps popping in my head. And anyway, Kimberly, how did you like Chuck Berry? I played that a little bit for you, and that was called The Blues. What a great song, and much love to Chuck Berry for just being an amazing artist. So many years, he would just do his thing, get up there and put that one leg out and get going with his guitar and just dancing and leaning into it. I love watching him perform. And we started to block off with that Kimberly song, the Isley Brothers, her first song ever, or first record she ever purchased, This Old Heart of Mine. And you know, that heart can get you in trouble, right? We find ourselves in situations because of the heart. The heart can kind of set us up. And I remember being a young man and just falling. A girl used to say, man, you, hold on, was it a girl or was it a guy? I forgot. But I remember someone used to say, you fall easily, Wardell. And I did. I remember. I just would like people for who they are and right then and there. And I'd just be crazy about them. And I thought that I could make any relationship work. And so I would fall quick. It was always something. And it's nice to be in that state of falling. It's a beautiful place to be, falling for someone, falling in love with someone. And my heart was always racing, and the phone would ring, and I'm thinking it's her, and running to the phone. And we didn't have call ID back in the day. I remember getting on the phone with a girl one time, and I really thought she was hot, right? She was beautiful, and that she was giving me her attention. She gave me time. That was so cool, and it was so wonderful. And I remember just talking away to her and really excited, so I decided to go visit her. And my friend, my best friend, Tony Freeman, and we went out there to, I think it's Ogontz Avenue, like kind of far away in the suburbs. And so we went out there to see her, and she was cute. She was all that. And I remember, like, wow, woo, Lord. And so we're talking, and then all of a sudden her cousin comes over. And then a cousin starts talking with us, and we all having a good time, laughing and everything. And Tony and I, we were, well, we better get going because we got a long ways to go. So we got up and we went, got out of there. And her cousin ended up being my girlfriend. Just to make a long story short. Her cousin, how did that happen? Well, when I got back home, and, you know, and we talk, her cousin was spending the night. They lived across the street from each other. And so her cousin got on the phone, and we were all talking. And then the girl that I was talking to got off the phone to do something else, and her cousin and I were just hitting it off and just laughing and having such a great time. I was young. I was like about 16, 17, and we were just having such a great time. And so she got my number, and then she called me from her house, and we continued to talk, and I stopped talking to the other girl completely. And I didn't even say that I'm not going to call you anymore. I just stopped, and because her cousin was, I was consumed by her cousin. And it's not that she was, her cousin was prettier than her. It was, they both were nice looking girls, but it was just that her cousin and I were more compatible. And we had so much more to talk about left. And so this old heart of mine just pulled me right after her. And we ended up going together for about 3 years. So until I got busted cheating. You know how boys do. We just try to be. I was an athlete, and I was at a I had a gymnastic meet, and I shouldn't say this. I must sound really terrible, but three girls came to see me at my gymnastic meet, and they were sitting in different parts of the gym, but it was only on one side. So one was in the middle, one was on one end, and one was on the other end. And I was so freaked out because I didn't tell everybody what I was doing. They just kind of knew that I had a gymnastic meet. And so right after, at the very end, I was freaked out. I didn't know what to do. And my mom was there too, which was the worst part. And so then I'm like, what am I going to do? And my sister was there. And she's only a year younger than me. And so she knew. And she was like, oh, you're in trouble now, buddy. And I sure was. I was in so much trouble because of this old heart of mine. This old heart of mine just had me chasing all these girls. I'm blaming it on the heart. It's the heart's fault. Right, Kimberly? And so anyway, I ended up... I don't know. I ended up in the bathroom hiding. I didn't know how to deal with it. And eventually I got out of there and got home, and my girlfriend, she was there at the house, and my mom was, why are you so mean to her? And my sister, the same thing. You are just a bad person. And I felt so bad, and I should have felt bad. But you know, this old heart of mine, it told me I got plenty of love to go around. No, sir. That's not right. But I didn't know any better. I was a young man just trying to figure it out. Anyway, let's get back to the music here on Solar Records Radio before I tell you all about my inadequacies. We had this man on the show. He's just amazing bass player. Victor Wooten. And so I want to play a little bit of Victor because he's a bad boy, and we really love him, and he's very, very he has a beautiful spirit and just a good man in general, and his whole family, very talented family. So here we go on Solar Records Radio with Victor Wooten, and this is called Hero. We'll be back.
Sleeping on the street. I'm seeing. Girl, I just had to let you know I see us leaving. You name it and that's where we'll go. Did you come here by yourself, girl? Or did you come here with your friends? I'm not waiting on an answer. I was just wondering if tonight, if this is something that can last all night. I hear your body and it's talking alright, saying what I like, blowing my mind. Ain't seen nothing better. Body and it's talking alright, saying what I like, blowing my mind. Ain't seen nothing better. The way that you're moving, it turns me on. What can I do to get you all alone? Cause baby tonight, I'm thinking we might just give this thing a try. Cause all I'm seeing in my mind is tonight, if this is something that can last all night. I hear your body and it's talking alright, saying what I like, blowing my mind. Ain't seen nothing better. The way that you're moving, it turns me on. What can I do to get you all alone? Cause baby tonight, I'm thinking we might just give this thing a try. Cause all I'm seeing in my mind is all.
My life. a song here to raise up my hand for all the things you've done for me. You were there to help me grow, and were there through the highs and lows, right there at my point of need. That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I love you so, and I want the whole world to know that your love is the best love in life that I've ever known. I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. Ooh. I can't live without you, don't know what I'd do if you were not here within my life. You're the one I could always call. You pick me up every time that I fall, 'cause you're right there by my side. Like a flower needs the rain, for your love I needed the pain. Without it, how would I survive? That's why I gotta say, with your love I'm so amazed. Nothing in this world can compare. That's why I'm
you. And what a great voice. And that brother was inspired to sing as is by Shalimar, the stuff that we did back in the day. He heard it and he said, that's what I want to do. It was so nice to talk with him as he came onto the show, and we had a great conversation with him. Tony, very, very talented brother, and we're just so proud of him. He was in Sade's band and decided to do his own thing. And so much love, Tony. God bless you, man, and continued success. We will support you here at Solar Records Radio, so come back and see us when you get a chance. And the song that I played before that, in the middle of the block, that was a song by Wardell Potts Jr. That's me, I guess. And that's called You're the Kind of Girl, featuring Kevin Spencer from Dynasty on lead and Richard, the late Richard Randolph on lead as well. Yes, that's my brother, Richard, from the guitar player from Dynasty. And then we started out the block with Andy Stokes, All Night. And that was a great song that I really enjoyed. I think, Greg, did you go see Andy Stokes when you were in Seattle? Or who was that? I'm not sure, because I'll find out. But, let us know, Greg. But anyway, guys, we want to thank you for hanging out with us today on Solar Records Radio. It's one of those amazing times when we get to, oh, yes, he did go. That's who you did go see. All right. And Greg said it was an amazing show. He had a great time. And he had to hurry up and get back or something. I think an airport thing or something. He had to hurry up and get back because he was, I believe, flying out the next morning or something. But I'm glad, Greg, you went out to see Andy. Greg, as a matter of fact, brought him on to the show here. We got the chance to interview Andy, and what a gentleman he is. And so we also look forward to, we're going to be interviewing Matthew. From next week from the UK, a brother out there that can sing his heart out. So you guys tune in next weekend on this show, and he'll be here, and we'll be able to chop it up with him. You're going to be very pleased. And I will play some of his music throughout the rest of the week, as I was having a difficult time trying to download it for this show for whatever reason. So, but it's all good in the hood. Much love to you guys. And thanks again for tuning in and hanging out with us today. We really, really appreciate you guys. All right, so we're going to continue. We got a few more blocks to go and of music for you. And I hope that, thank you for the company. I really appreciated the company. And thank you, Kimberly, for calling in. You're such a sweetheart. I want to give a shout out to Julianne. Much love, Julianne. Miss you, sweetheart. Hope you're doing well. Hope your family is good. And, I believe it was the last Thursday, we had a conversation about bullying and stuff. And so because of that conversation, I've been talking to people in the school district in regards to turning that into a class where, the class of bullying, so we could try to catch these kids before they actually become that. And some kids are influenced to do that as well. And so I'm so grateful that we had that conversation. Thanks to Greg for that topic as well. See, I told you Greg does a lot of things around here. And so he's a man of many hats. And so we're very blessed to have Greg as a part of our team. All right, guys. So we're going to go ahead on, and I'm going to play a few more songs for you. And thank you again for tuning in and hanging out with us today. Much love and God bless you.
We both are so innocent and afraid to admit what we really felt. I tried so hard to play it down, but my eyes said it all when nobody was around. If I had only told you then, have been much more than friends, but we let it go. Now we'll never know. Well, I don't think that I should, but I know that I would if I could. I'd relive that moment in time when a perfect love was there in your eyes. If I could return to the place where we met, when I promised my heart never to forget, wonder where are you now? I can still see your smile, constantly reminded of that day when we could have had it all, and we both let true love slip away. If I had only told you then, if you had
turn. Floating on the side. silence that surrounds us. Quiet thoughts and quiet dreams. Quiet walks by quiet streams. Climbing hills where lovers go to watch the world below. Together we will live eternally in this mood of reverie, away from all the earthly cares around us. My world was dull each minute until I found you in it, and all at once the happiness
overseas. I know it's very late there, so good night and God bless you guys. Thanks for hanging out with us. To my friends all the way on the other side past me in California, yeah, you guys are still in the early afternoon over there, so enjoy, or late afternoon, I would say. Let me see, so about 2 o'clock, right? So you guys enjoy the rest of your day, and God bless you guys as well. And to my friends on the East Coast, it was around 5 o'clock over there. Much love, and thank you so much. All right, guys, this is Wardell Potts Jr. for Solar Records Radio. We look forward to, some good stuff tomorrow as we're going to go down memory lane together. So come hang out with us as we throw it back. The second half of the show, we'll be throwing it back. First half of the show, we'll be talking about something. So hang out with us as we just have a good time together, okay, and chopping it up. You know, there's so much news going on. There's always something to talk about, right? So God bless all of you once again. Thanks again from the whole crew, and thanks to the whole crew for blessing the show. And you guys take it easy, and this song that I'm going to play is a dedication to all of you guys, because you guys, you guys are a blessing to me. All right, so you all take care, and thanks for, I'm still getting condolences from my little cousin who passed away. His name is Jason, and I know he appreciates it. And us and the family appreciates your love, and I definitely do. So, all right, guys, peace out. Love you. This is to you. Good night.
You fill up my senses like a night in a forest, like the mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me again. Come let me love you, let me give my life to you, let me drown in your laughter, let me die in your arms. Let me always be with you. Come let me love you. Come love me. Mountains in springtime, like a walk in the rain, like a storm in the desert, like a sleepy blue ocean. You fill up my senses, come fill me.
awful down that I'm feeling. Just say yes and the rest of our lives will be so good. So it's the best for fun, but it's every moment.